It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Welcome to Shutdown Fullcast presents the 40 for 40. We are doing podcast previews of every single bowl and talking about them for as long as we deem necessary. No set length. And for something like the Camellia Bowl, which if you did not know is set in Montgomery, Alabama. Lovely Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Ryan Nanny, editor, contributor, snack god of SBNation.com. You're the only one of us who's actually lived in Montgomery, Alabama. Do tell about it.
I stayed in an extended stay apartment. We frequently went down to a very good chicken wing place where we would also buy bootleg movies for $3 because that was the only thing we could find to entertain ourselves in Montgomery. It's a lovely, it's a lovely city.
What movies you watching in Montgomery, Alabama while eating some discount chicken wings?
God, this would have been 2007. So I'm trying to think what movies came out around then.
I'm just gonna say you watched Hitch.
Yeah, let's go with Hitch and Ratatouille.
Now, are we talking bootleg copies of Hitch or like bootleg Hitch? Like it was made in like Korea?
Montgomery?
No, it was
like Korean.
It was,
Will Smith. It was Montgomery Will Smith. Yeah,
it was like the Be Kind Rewind version of Hitch.
Joining us is Holly Anderson. She does not know what teams are in this bowl, so we've been playing a game of password to try to get her to guess which. We're trying to get her to guess the correct team in as few steps as possible. Are you ready to guess the teams involved in this bowl game, whose allegiances none of us really knew without looking up?
Yeah, this is going to be great because I can't even name the tie-ins.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, it was great start. Jason, would you take the first one alphabetically, please?
Yes. Your first word is moonshine.
Jesus, Jason, that could be anybody.
Moonshine. Okay, let's see. We also got some mountain quality to them. There's a lot of guns. Basically, we're talking Junior Tennessee, I guess.
Kennesaw got a bowl.
We did it. We made it.
Kennesaw Owls.
Yeah, it's not the Kennesaw Owls.
This
team had the win that made the 2007 season, that really kicked off that season and made it start.
Appalachian State in the Camellia Bowl.
Yeah.
That is correct. Appalachian State, my favorite fact about Boone, North Carolina, where Appalachian State is done, they sell weed in mason jars. I will tell anyone that because I think it is their greatest civic virtue.
Man, staying in Boone never sounded so good.
My high school boyfriend went to Appalachian State, and his RA greeted him on his first day of school wearing a gold lamé thong and angel wings on a skateboard.
It's a great town.
Go Nears!
Wow, Appalachian State's going to win this game. I don't even care who they're playing.
Dude, you can sleep in a geodesic dome-shaped house. It's fan, like all the houses like there are geodesic domes. I just made that up. The second team, Holly, involved in the beautiful Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama, which is in no way just a desperate shot by ESPN to fill airtime at any cost, is this. That the second team, if I had to give you one detail to nail this team's identity, the second team in this bowl game has the only coach I know of who's been roofied.
What?
Wow.
Wait, no. Wait. Mm-hmm. USC can't go to the Camellia Bowl.
No, it's not. No. John Robinson was never roofied. He did that to himself.
I thought they were children's Tylenol.
All right. I genuinely do not know who this. How do I not know this story?
Okay. Then I'm going to go to the second detail.
I'm guessing Alabama's not in the Camellia Bowl.
No. Again, Nick Saban did that to himself.
All right.
It's part of the process.
All right.
The second detail I would give you is this. Their mascot once kicked Ohio State's mascot's ass.
Bobcats.
Correct.
Correct.
It is Ohio Bobcats.
It is the Ohio. Right.
Solich got roofied?
Yeah, that was his defense. He got a DUI, and his defense claim was that he was roofied.
Was that this season?
No, no. Oh, ancient history. We're going back to
shit. I missed everything.
I would like to play.
Yeah, it was a really fun season of Maction.
I would like. I would like to play a brief Price is Right game with the three of you. I guess we'll let Holly go last since that gives her the advantage. I am on StubHub right now for the Camellia Bowl, and I want you to guess how much the most expensive ticket on StubHub, the most expensive ticket, costs. As of 9:30 p.m. on December 16th. Jason, you get the first guess.
Put me down for $25.
Okay, $25 for Jason. Spencer?
I'm going to go 22.
22. Holly?
That feels low. 34.
Spencer, you are the only one under $23.46.
Oh, my
God. For the most expensive
this man has a mind for Montgomery.
The Camellia Bowl. That gets you 50-yard line tickets, buddy.
Dude,
why don't you do that?
Who here is most in touch with the white trash economy?
I said 25. You said 22. I'm like, why didn't you just say one? But no, you didn't even need to. You just stunted on him.
Yeah. No, I'm pinpoint, man. What? I didn't include the dollar for service tax because I'm buying it on the street. We're going around, Ticketmaster.
You're like a dream catcher for economic downturn.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.